Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan's with us. Rich, news in a flash.
Well, thank you, sir. I just want to comment on what I know you like to go on your rants, and I don't disagree in the morality department regarding homosexuality, but I just think that... I think pedophilia is a way bigger concern in America, not just for the morality issues, but how screwed up the kids get. And I think that the blackmail rings that have been run, you know, with, I mean, I've read it, the CIA, Mossad, British intelligence, MI6, they were all involved. And I'll use the example of the Boy Scouts. You know, the Boy Scouts, as you know, recently went bankrupt, folks. I was a Boy Scout for many years. You know, I really attribute the Boy Scouts to helping me be indoctrinated into the outdoors, into canoeing, into camping, into fishing, into nature. And for those of you who are new listeners, I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. I was born in Jamaica, Queens, and I had this crazy dream to live off the land, do the mountain man thing, live with nature, hunt and fish. I'm into botany and harvesting edible medicinal plants. I grow my own produce. You know, everything I do in life is about nature and the natural world, basically excluding violence against people unless it's self-defense, which I'm a proponent of because Americans have that right. And secondly, not taking drugs that get you high. I think nature and the natural world, I think there's plenty of opportunities out there to get you high. Pardon me, I digressed a moment, but I just want to say that the Boy Scouts, without that indoctrination, without the exposure to nature, I might not have made it to the Northern Rockies. I might not have lived the adventure life that I've lived. And I'm not trying to brag here, but I've harvested 15 elk with a bow and arrow. I've harvested 8 moose. I've harvested well over 150 deer with a bow and arrow. I mean, I've seen 8 wolverines in the wild. I've howled in wolves. Every animal out there, every fur bearer, I have seen trapped, hunted, tracked. And, you know, I've lived a life of adventure and action that will not be duplicated. And when I see these young kids, even in Montana, granted, I always say this is a per capita number, so you can always debate me on this, but when I see meth and suicide being number one per capita in Montana, I just don't understand. Because the Boy Scouts indoctrinated me and gave me the opportunity to learn nature. And when I see, like, the homosexuals who don't stick up for a great group like the Boy Scouts, which helps young people find themselves and teaches them about nature and gets them excited about things that aren't chemicals and especially synthetic chemicals just to get you high. I don't understand how that community basically does not stick up for the Boy Scouts, because the homosexuals, basically the reason why the Boy Scouts went bankrupt is because the homosexual people that was allowed into the Boy Scouts were raping little boys. And there were so many lawsuits that the Boy Scouts could no longer handle it, so they went bankrupt. So I just want to mention that. And Vince, I'm never against you regarding morality. I just think that with all the estrogen mimickers and all these pedophiles screwing up kids' minds, I think it's so hard when a little kid gets trauma from somebody they trust. I think it's so hard for them to live a normal life. And I'm not,
let me ask you a question.
I'm not
let me ask
being
you a question.
Against you on that. I just think that some consideration for those factors need to be discussed.
So if the homos took down the Boy Scouts, why wouldn't it be likely that the homos could take down the rest of the country?
Well, this is all, it's all divide and conquer strategies. There's every group, and this is why I say, if we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everyone in American soil, and it's different based on skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, gender, part of the aristocracy you're in. You know, if we continue, you know, I have three base criteria points that would help America dramatically. One is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two is truth. And because we don't have protection, rights, or restitution of the rule of law, because our lawyers and judges have sold out the judicial system, they've weaponized it against the people, and they're the bought and paid for class to basically have the political organizations favor their narratives, manufacture perceptions to sway public opinion mostly for the vote and to make people submissive. So it's all, we can talk about every group, we can do it, I've done it for years, and we can, at this point, there's only so much you can say, because if people don't wake up to the rule of law and we allow our lawyers and judges to sell the people out, then forget about it. Then it's all gone. We need to stick up for the little people. And with there's not many people doing that these days. You know, it's just like Bloomberg. Okay, he says. Let me mention a couple articles here. No banker goes to jail. Former Barclays executive acquitted of fraud. How many times have we mentioned bankers who have literally fixed everything from the VIX to gold and silver and LIBOR, everything. So basically all these people that get rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, they use our money to go gambling, and nothing happens to them. You know, and Bloomberg says on the media's deafening silence ties to Epstein and other criminals, and the media doesn't say anything. Leaked audio exposes Bloomberg saying he'll drone his critics and protect the banks. See, we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability. Bloomberg, next article. Bloomberg tries to defend using armed guards while pushing gun control. Hypocrisy, double standards is why I talk about practice with your priest laws. I'm not saying anything out of the ordinary. I'm not using big words. What we need in America is guts. And here Mike Bloomberg says having a gun in your home puts you at risk. You know, you can say stupid things all you want if you got a lot of money. It's all about the addiction to power, money, and control by the elite. And if we don't call them up.
Can you just hold it there for a second?
I mean, the world's richest 10 men have a greater GDP than the 85 poorest countries. Let me say that again. The world of the wealth of the world's richest 10 men have a greater GDP than 85% of the country of the world, of 85% of the poorest countries. All right. So if we don't realize that all these distractions, dumbing down, and divisions are used to take money from the little guy, especially the bottom 93%, and giving it to the top 1 to 2%. If people don't wake up to the fact that public servants care more about the manufactured perception of self-importance and self-preservation, that especially includes lawyers and judges, even if they're not public under the government veil. They have sold us out. I contacted 30 attorneys. They told me I didn't have enough group self-pity points. I could not get representation. That's not America. America is done. until the people wake up. You know, it's just like all these, oh, there's an article here somewhere. Oh, geez, where is it? Anyway, I'll get to it, Vince. Give me some airtime here. Let me just mention a few articles that are very relevant that are going to touch on illegal immigration and the coronavirus, if I may, okay? First article, New York emergency room doctor said there will be thousands of confirmed cases by next week. Now, I don't know if they've actually said this is a pandemic yet, but the last time the World Health Organization declared a pandemic was somewhere around 2009 when the H1N1 swine flu outbreak happened. And there was over 30,000 people worldwide that were infected. Now, as of end of February, we have well over 80,000 around the world who have been infected with the coronavirus. But I want you to keep in mind, the World Bank issued a bond in the hundreds of millions of dollars regarding the pandemic emergency facility, and it's set to mature in July of 2020. So these investors, I want you to listen to this, folks. This is why I say power, money, and control is an addiction. These investors are set to earn huge interest rates, way higher than they can get in the stock market or the bond market, on their investment. And it all depends on which type of bond they invested in. So if the World Health Organization, WHO, says it's not a pandemic, investors get a wad of money. And who's going to get the wad of money? Who's the payers? Is it Big Pharma / the bioweapons lab? I don't know. We don't know, okay? We have to, right now, there's too much speculation, and there's too much money behind the scenes creating more wealth from the little people to the wealthiest people in the world. That's why I give these statistics. That's why I dovetail financial, economic, social, and political rationale, and especially talk about political correctness, because they're all relevant. You can't just talk social and political. You have to dovetail all of them, okay? Or else it holds no water. Okay, breaking. Remain in Mexico policy blocked in federal court. I think that's in the process of being rediscussed. But for those of you who have illegal immigrants doing crimes against you and your family, you need to go to these judges and lawyers who are bought and paid for and take what you feel is fair from them. Do you understand? We have no protection rights or restitution under the rule of law. Next article. Somali teen released because his IQ was so low after he beat that crap and brutalized a woman. Next article. Greece sends 50 naval vessels to guard border after Turkey opens up their gates. Well, Greece, remember your history. Remember the Brave 300. The EU has sold you out. Get out of the frickin' EU. Next article. China blames xenophobia and white supremacists for fears of the coronavirus. No, it has nothing to do with anything. If the powers that be are geoengineering these bioweapons, which is proved, and they can actually take your DNA, your race, your gender, your age, and make it more of a... more volatile, that's what needs to be discussed. Gut-wrenching, horrible. Children's doctor indicted on 145 counts of child porn. Well, Vince, I wonder how many of those poor kids that survive are going to end up doing crazy things when they get older. And we'll be back after the break, folks.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Rich Hugan's with us. And Rich, since you mentioned being a Boy Scout, we were both Scouts, and the homos destroyed the Boy Scouts. Well, I can't think of a single person who is a politician, a single government official, a single public servant, nor a single corporation that has not violated the Scout law. Now, the Boy Scouts have an oath, and here I'm going to read you the oath. On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. That's the Scout oath. Now, the Scout law, I want you to think about this. I'm going to read this, because this is what Rich was talking about. This is what's wrong with our country. I want you to think and see if you can identify a single company, a single politician, a single government employee who has not or who has kept the Scout law. I'll bet you can't think of a single one. And here it is. A Scout is trustworthy. A Scout tells the truth. He keeps his promises. Honesty is part of his code of conduct. People can depend on him. A Scout is loyal. A Scout is true to his family, Scout leaders, friends, school, and nation. A Scout is helpful. A Scout is concerned about other people. He does things willingly for others without pay or reward. A Scout is friendly. A Scout is a friend to all. He is a brother to other Scouts. He seeks to understand others. He respects those with ideas and customs other than his own. A Scout is courteous. A Scout is polite to everyone regardless of age or position. He knows good manners make it easier for people to get along together. A Scout is kind. A scout understands that there is strength in being gentle. He treats others as he wants to be treated and does not hurt or kill harmless things without reason. A scout is obedient. A scout follows the rules of his family, school, and troop. He obeys the laws of his community and country. If he thinks the rules and laws are unfair, he tries to have them changed in an orderly manner rather than disobey them. A scout is cheerful. A scout looks for the bright side of things. He cheerfully does tasks that come his way. He tries to make others happy. A scout is thrifty. A scout works to pay his way and to help others. He saves for unforeseen needs. He protects and conserves natural resources. He carefully uses time and property. Scout is brave. He can face danger even when he's afraid. He has the courage to stand for what he thinks is right, even if others laugh or at or threaten him. A scout is clean. A clean scout, a scout keeps his body and mind clean, fit and clean. He goes around with those who believe in living by the same ideals. He keeps his home and community clean. A scout is reverent. He's reverent toward God. He is faithful in his religious duties. He respects the belief of others. Now, can you think of a single politician who kept the scout's law? I doubt it. Can you think of a single company that keeps the scout's law? I doubt it. Can you think of a single bureaucrat? Can you think of anybody who keeps the scout's law? We've been invaded by people who are deceptive, dishonest, violate the scout's law, and are trashing our nation. And they flaunt it.
Not only do they flaunt it, Vince, they say things like, regarding to what you just said, they say, that's offensive. And it's gotten to the point where we have so much hypocrisy and double standards. Like, for example, you're not supposed to call someone fat, but Joe Biden did it on video and audio tape.
Dr. Sheely does it. Dr. Sheely calls people fat because he's trying to wake them up. He's trying to say, listen, that extra 200 pounds you carry around is going to kill you.
Listen, I don't disagree. I'm talking about the hypocrisy. Okay, because we're the biggest excuse behavior term in the English language in America right now, or the Western world, is that's offensive. And it's basically meant to break people's will, make the people submissive. And after the break, Vince, I'd like to get back just a few more articles real quick, and then we can discuss
homos.
Coronavirus or COVID-19,
homos. Let's talk about homos. Let's talk about
I just got a few articles when we come back.
We'll be right back, maybe.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The Federal Reserve is cutting a key interest rate by a half a percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The surprise move coming after G7 leaders held a conference call to discuss the outbreak globally. Their statement did not indicate any immediate action, but this cut by the Fed brings the interest rate down to between 1 and 1.25%.
At least 9 people are dead after tornadoes strike the Nashville, Tennessee area just after midnight local time, when most people, like this man, were sleeping.
The last thing I remember was both my windows simultaneously, like, basically exploding.
Yeah.
And just glass going everywhere, and then I sprinted over to my dad's room and we hid downstairs.
Nashville fire officials estimating as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Residents are also dealing with downed power lines and a lot of storm debris. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt Sheevan's with us. Just one quick comment. So you just heard at the top, bottom of the hour news that the Federal Reserve cut the interest rate by 0.5 point. Now, why? Because businesses are going to fail. Employees are going to find themselves out of jobs and broke, and there will be foreclosures and bankruptcies galore, both personal and commercial bankruptcies. So this is just a temporary fix to keep people from living on the streets because of the coronavirus. It is that bad. Rich Eben? Hey, did we lose Rich?
Oh, can you hear me? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry about that. I've spent so much time, Vince, talking about the state of our economy, as you know, be in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, which means that wages are not going up like they say it is, because Donald Trump inherited a corrupt, manipulative disaster, and inflation for necessities for the little people is going to shoot through the roof. And I'm blue in the face talking about liquidity and solvency and inflation, deflation, fair value, earnings, leverage, liquidity, price to earnings, price to sales ratio, GDP, credit, debt, money printing, free market, supply and demand, velocity of money, the so-called profits. I mean, I've talked about this. We're not going in a good direction. And let me continue with a few more articles, and I'll touch on that again with some real live headlines here. Article: a legal alien rapes an 11-year-old in Maryland. Next article: California twice deported a legal alien arrested for triple homicide. Next article: illegals won't be arrested for driving without license in a Massachusetts sanctuary city, and the city is Cambridge, Massachusetts. So just like the article I mentioned earlier about the New York emergency room doctor said there's going to be thousands more of confirmed cases in the U.S. by next week. And I've talked about the inflation chart that I referred to regarding anything to do with school, car insurance, health care. When somebody can walk into an emergency room because they're an illegal immigrant, they basically are sanctioned and have immunity to have the best care at the price and cost and sacrifice of the American people. When you can drive a car and not need a license or even need proof of insurance, we are paying for it through cost shifting, okay? It's so important that people understand this. It's kind of it's Cloward and Piven, and boy, I've talked about this forever too, and I've quoted Marx, Alinsky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven. You know, as long as we stay drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness and ignore everything that they're doing to us regarding group identity politics, the corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, Keynesian economics, and see what the demographics are. If we don't wake up to this, we're going to lose every individual right that over a million combat soldiers fought and died for our freedoms, liberties, and so-called justice, which is all bought and paid for. Okay? We have no rule of law. All we have is people blaming other people because of what group they're in. So we fight against each other so the people at the top get to confiscate more of our hard-earned money, our opportunity, because hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications basically mean nothing in America anymore, or I can definitely say means less than it ever has. You know, for example, Katie Hill, she blames biphobia for her sexual scandal. See, people aren't blaming themselves. If you're from a group that has victim group status or protectionist group status, you are basically covered. And lawyers, judges, I mean, like I was told by lawyers that I don't have enough group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. You cannot have a functional government and commerce under those circumstances. And technology is not going to do it, because we're teaching our kids how to push buttons and be politically correct. They're literally losing skill sets. It's just like hackers tricked Tesla cars a few weeks ago or a week ago into breaking the speed limit by 50 miles per hour with 2 inches of tape on this. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Technology and an app is not going to make you better off or happier. It's going to do the exact opposite. And that's why the Boy Scouts were so important, especially for urban, suburban kids, because it teaches them skill sets. It broadens their horizon. You know, you've heard me say many times, book smarts alone mean absolutely nothing. because then they can socially and politically indoctrinate you. You have to have street smarts. You have to have nature smarts. You have to have common sense and logic smarts. You have to have foresight smarts. It's the balance and combination of everything that's going to make you happier and more prepared for life. It's just like living off-grid, hunting and fishing for your meat, making your own energy, growing your own produce, raising your own animals, harvesting edible medicinal plants. I do this because I love the lifestyle, but the balance of learning or relearning lost 19th century skills and dovetailing them with 21st century technology is what's going to make you happier. Unfortunately, being prepared doesn't give you opportunity because the whole system is rigged. It's fixed. There's no representation, no restitution, and no rights under the law if you're not from the right group. I mean, when you hear of a crime today, or a joke in the hallway, or a sentence, what do you ask yourself? What group are they from? What's the skin pigmentation? Who do they represent? Are they sticking up for the aristocracy or sticking up for the rule of law? What's their sexual orientation? What's their gender? What religion are they? When it has anything to do with anything, getting a job, keeping a job, a crime, a sentence, a joke in the hallway, everything is based on political correctness and not the rule of law. The rule of law in America is gone. So when these judges and lawyers allow illegal immigrants and they do crimes against you and your family, it's up to you to knock on their door. And I don't recommend knocking. And take what is due you. Because it's the same thing when judges say that they're not going to represent you in court because the company says they're not going to give you a job because of what group you're from or not from. It's up to you. The lawyers and judges are bought and paid for. Do you understand? There's no rule of law. Public servant is an oxymoron. Just like official authority, these are all oxymorons because we have to stop fighting for our hyphens, our pronouns, because we're letting the aristocracy do group grooming. We have to think for ourselves. It's time right now to draw a line in the sand and stand for principle. Vince?
Oh, geez, I've got a couple comments. I think... I read that there's a protocol that is to be used. You know how when people used to meet each other, they would shake hands and say, how do you do? So there was a protocol when you first met someone. You'd look them in the eye, those kinds of things. Well, I think that I read that there's a protocol when the government comes to take your rifle or pistol, how you hand it to them. And if I remember correctly, the protocol is that you hand it to them with the barrel first and you hold on to the rifle or the pistol by the trigger. I think that's what the protocol is. And there's something that you mentioned about changing a speed limit sign with a 3-inch piece of tape. I read that story as well. And that can confuse a Tesla IED to increase its speed from 35 to 85 miles an hour. That's a 50 mile per hour delta. So we're talking about a Tesla IED, improvised explosive device. Isn't that what a Tesla is? Now, a Tesla had AI. Tesla uses AI, but AI has no common sense. So if this Tesla thing, this IED, is traveling at 35 miles per hour in a residential area, residential zone where people cross the streets and things like that, and it has been confused because it can't think with common sense, it can't say, well, you know what, I don't think it's 85 here. I believe, I see all these houses and people and schools, and maybe this is a residential area. That's what common sense would tell the Tesla. But the Tesla IED doesn't have common sense. That's why they're so dangerous. That's why Elon Musk is so dangerous, because I don't think he has common sense either. He wants to burn up the planet. He wants to bore holes in the planet that aren't necessary. He wants people to travel at fantastic speeds, and it's not necessary. We don't even need to go as fast as we're going right now. Speed limit right outside Springfield, Missouri is 70 miles an hour. That's plenty fast. If you look at what happened in Wyoming, just within the last day, there was a 100-vehicle pileup on an icy interstate in Wyoming. Now, there was another crash with 40 cars in the same area. Now, if you take a look at this, go to Daily Mail and you'll see this 100-vehicle pileup. Most of these were tractor-trailers. Now, how is it possible to take 100, almost all of them tractor-trailers, and smash them into each other? How is that possible? Well, you've got to be going way too fast. I mean, it's as simple as that. Or you have to not be paying attention. Or you have to be on your phone or watching TV or whatever else is going on in the cabs of those trucks to go that fast to smash 100 tractor trailers. These things are piled on top of each other. There's a Ford, you know, a new Ford pickup truck that I believe it's Ford's in there. And it looks like it was made out of aluminum foil. And, you know, when you crumple aluminum foil, because there's not much structure to aluminum foil, it crumples really easily. That's what this Ford looked like. I think it was a Ford. So take a look. Go to Daily Mail and look up this massive pileup. And it had to be caused by human stupidity. It had to be. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, thanks for taking my call. I want to first say to Rich, I have a couple questions, and I won't take too long, but to Rich, I want to let him know that what you permit is what you promote. And that just unfortunately is true. I know you don't want conflict with people, but if you allow one perversion, don't be surprised if they try to talk you into accepting other ones later. I hear the music.
Robert, are you saying that you agree with my stance on homosexuality?
Yes, Vince, just perversion in general, I think you're right on.
All right, we'll be right back and give Rich Sheehan a chance to state his case. Robert in Kansas, Rich Sheehan in Montana. I'm Vin Finelli.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Robert in Kansas is with us. Rich, did you want to respond to Robert's comments?
Yeah, I wanted to respond to both of your last comments. First of all, regarding this Tesla, basically, this when the computers break down and they go, and these cars, these self-driving cars, get into an accident, they're basically saying that it's plausible deniability because there's no one behind the wheel, so they are getting out of being in trouble, being sued, litigation, et cetera.
There is somebody behind the wheel. There is somebody behind the wheel. His name is Elon Musk.
Right, right. But my point is that they're not being accountable. It's just like Congress giving liability protection to so many companies, from the Monsantos of the world to the big tech. I mean, big tech has no accountability, especially for surveillance, especially for you know privacy purposes and controlling, censoring, and gaslighting, and basically everything that they're doing, shadow banning, et cetera. So, and regarding, we only have a couple minutes left. And Robert, nothing personal, but you know, you call and you say the same things often, regarding perversion. I'm not disagreeing with you. I know you think I'm sticking up for the homosexual community, and that's why I mentioned Boy Scouts, because they went bankrupt because of the fact that they little boys were being raped. Okay. Now, what they do is, and the reason why I discussed what Vince said regarding plausible deniability, because what they do is they blame it on, those are pedophiles, okay, not homosexuals. Well, there's often fine line redefining all that. So what I say, and what I've said earlier in the show, and what I've said many times, I think there should be a million-to-one conversation regarding pedophiles versus homosexuality. Not that homosexuality isn't immoral. They admit, the community admits, it is immoral, because when all this started coming out, they said you cannot legislate morality. That is an admission to it being immoral. I'm not saying that, okay? I know you think I'm sticking up for them, but I'm not. I just think a lot of these little boys get so screwed up after they've been raped that a lot of them do some of the same stuff that's been done to them by adults, and especially with the estrogen mimickers out there, which we've talked about so much in our food, in our water. I mean, look how many boys are turning transgender to girls versus the other way around. It's a night and day difference. I'm just saying that there's other things. I'm not making excuses for their behaviors, okay? I realize what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you that there should be other reasons to look into why this is happening, and I think pedophilia should be discussed a million to one, okay,
in the mirror.
Any of these other perversions, because I think they're the root cause of why these young kids who get messed up in their mind do other stuff, okay? Trauma in children is deadly, and that's why drug use is so high, suicide is high, obesity is high, all the units of measure of despair compared to when I was a kid back in the 60s and the 70s is off the charts. So I'm not trying to, you know, I don't disagree with you. I know you think I do. All I'm saying is we need to look into how these kids are being groomed into these behaviors. I mean, we have in public schools and public libraries, we have
let's give Robert a chance. Robert, please.
Real quick, gentlemen, question to both of you. We have states here in America considering the legalization of prostitution, and I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Like I always say, if it's adult mutual consensual sex versus rape versus having sex with children, I'm sticking up for the homosexuals, okay? But the Fourth Amendment does not allow me to break into somebody's house and say, hey, you can't do that. I'm not saying all I'm saying, Robert, is that adult mutual consensual sex should take precedence over pedophilia, over rape, over a lot of these things. So if it's adult mutual consensual sex, I think that would take us a long way, especially with depending on who you ask, between 50 and 90% of rapes are hoaxes. I mean, I'm reading articles on the air where even men who are taking audios and videos are getting expelled from school and being called gang rapists like Brett Kavanaugh. Even though all of the women said that they were lying but one.
Robert, what is your position?
A man has to prove adult mutual consensual sex somehow.
Robert, what is your position on prostitution?
Well, of course, it should not be legal in any way, neither should pornography or any of the perversions.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Robert, because just because it's the oldest business in the world does not make it moral. I'm with you.
It destroys our society, and there's people who just don't understand it.
Yeah, it's working great. Just look at where we're headed. Rick?
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.